Governor Kristi Noem says President Trump's executive order to keep meatpacking plants open puts federal departments in charge of overseeing Smithfield's operations.
To be honest, I'm disappointed we never received Smithfield management's plan on how they're going to implement CDC's recommendations for a safe reopening. But despite that, we'll continue to do all that we can to protect the health of the Smithfield workforce.
Noem says the state has ordered 4,000 face shields and 20,000 face masks for Smithfield workers through FEMA. She expects that shipment this week. The South Dakota National Guard has set up a drive-through testing site for plant workers and their household members in the Washington High School parking lot.
One of the most effective things that we can do is test Smithfield employees to make sure that they are COVID negative before they're going back into work. We also want to make sure that their family members have the opportunity to be tested. And so I have authorized the Department of Health to coordinate a mass testing event for Smithfield employees and their dependents.
Smithfield is not requiring employees to test before coming to work. Secretary of Health Kim Mulsum-Risden says future mass testing sites are possible for specific situations.
I think we will continue to see increased aggressive testing wherever we see multiple cases, especially associated with some kind of commonality.
As the Sioux Falls plant prepares to reopen fully, state officials are monitoring the Demcota beef plant in Aberdeen. So far, 41 employees have tested positive for COVID-19. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.